This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday.
And thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Rejection. You know, we've all experienced it, haven't we, huh?
Yes, we have.
Unfortunately, some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the causes of rejection? Stepping out of God's plan for your life? Possibly. Trying to make things happen that God never intended in the first place?
Mm.
Or staying in relationships with unhealthy people you know God wants you to stay away from? Rejection is not the end. Let's let it be the springboard for beginning again.
That's it. We're all about that in this ministry. Living it up while beginning again, especially after rejection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where did we find the passage at, honey?
This is in Luke 10, 10 through 11. And it says, "But if a town refuses to welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'We wipe even the dust from your town from our feet to show that we have abandoned you to your fate.'"
Mm-hmm.
"And know this, the kingdom of God is near."
Mm, and who said that?
Wow. Yeah.
Wonder.
Yeah, that would be Jesus.
Yeah, it would be. Those are some red letters.
They sure are.
If that was his attitude, because you know he was all about. For him, I can't waste any time. I'm here on a mission. His mission was to make a big family in heaven one day.
Mm-hmm.
But having said all that, like he said, just go, just move on.
That's right. Keep going.
There's a better plan. Now, for all these reasons we mentioned, you know, we can experience rejection from running our own life for so long,
mm-hmm.
for staying in relationships we know we're not supposed to be in, for not asking God for things, just going, "Oh, this is a great idea, I think I'll go and do that,"
mm-hmm.
and then it blows up, and then we wonder why. And even, again, with job situations, people losing their jobs right now, and you know, it's a tough, tough thing, but that's a horrible thing to happen, and it just breeds the feelings of rejection.
That's right. You know, rejection also can come from accepting Christ.
True.
You know, and if you're a Christ believer, I know you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely experienced rejection, you know, when I accepted Christ years ago. I mean, man, I had people just, you know, leaving droves. I thought they were getting on buses getting out of the town, you know. But that's okay. You know, that's okay. But you know what? Many of those who are on the buses getting out have come back.
Yeah.
Okay, with a different viewpoint. But, you know, like it says, you know, to wipe the dust from your sandals and keep on moving on. You know, that can be with our families as well.
Right.
You know, I know I experienced some rejection from my family,
mm-hmm.
when I accepted Christ. And after a couple of years, it took them a couple of years to accept it because they were always thinking, I'm sure.
This is not going to last.
Yeah, it's not going to last. He'll be back to partying here in about 3 weeks, you know. And but you know what? Once they saw that it was a total transformation, that I was so in love with Jesus, then they began to accept it.
Right.
And so instead of wiping the dust off my sandals and leaving, I was able to stay.
Did you have on sandals that day?
No, honey, I didn't. Well, I guess maybe I did.
It doesn't matter. I was trying to bring a little lightheartedness to this.
But, you know, in all honesty, I mean, that's the truth. I mean, that way I was not able, I didn't have to leave. You know
right.
what I mean? Because then they accepted, you know, who I was becoming in Jesus.
Well, you know, you always talk about us mentoring other people. What a blessing that is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a mentor that you can trust, they can tell you things that nobody else is going to tell you. And it's not always what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But if in some of the scenarios that we've been in or are in with people, and God gives us the courage and the strength to tell them what we believe He's wanting them to know. So many times they're like, I didn't know that. Nobody's ever told me that before. And then once that light comes on and they realize, now there's some answers to a lot of my rejection questions that I've had all my life.
Yeah.
And that, if you've got people in your life that love you enough to take a risk to tell you the truth.
That's right.
They're a friend for life, because nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to take a risk. Oh, I might hurt their feelings. Oh, I can't say anything about the gospel. Oh, they might, you know, give their life to Christ. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
Take a risk with people.
That's right.
And rejection is a horrible thing, but sometimes we do bring it on ourselves, honey. But if somebody doesn't love enough to say, love us enough to say, look, listen to what I'm saying. This is going to help you.
That's
right. So I'm saying all this to say, with humility, be open to what people can say to you and examine from knowing you in your life when you ask. Because, you know, we can't always see it when we're in it. Other people that are not involved emotionally or walking in our shoes can say, I love you, but I got to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real strong in me right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we always say we appreciate people that will, you know, tell the truth.
That's right.
And be honest, because we all want to improve.
That's right.
You know, and not make a lot of the same mistakes that we need to take responsibility for.
That's right. Exactly right. You know, look at the disciples, huh? I mean, they were given the ambitious task and privilege of spreading the gospel all around the world. And you know what? It wasn't accepted everywhere. I mean, they were ridiculed, they were stoned, you know. But these men changed the world.
Right.
You know, so they just kept being persistent. And, you know, and us who follow Jesus, you know, we're going to experience those setbacks and rejections. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to make a timely exit.
Yeah.
Go in peace and find a more receptive audience. And, you know, we found that by, you know, in our church. By our fellow brothers and sisters, you know, in church and in the belief that, you know what, to be around people who encourage us, people who don't reject us, but also to go into places that we may feel rejected, at one point or time, but it's for the better cause. It's for spreading the word.
But we have these groups of people that love us and we can come back mm-hmm. to and be refilled again.
Right.
And our love tank can get filled up again so that we can, you know, witness and try to minister to people that are hurting. Because hurting people will hurt you. Ho-ho! Everybody knows that. We got to remember who we're dealing with.
And you also have to remember, you know, just don't let the only friends you have be Christians. Okay? Because then you're not going to really affect anybody for the kingdom. It is what it is, okay? You need to be around people or go to, you know, maybe to a trodden place, you know, with a group of men or women, you know, to minister that normally you probably wouldn't, okay? But the gates of heaven will open if you'll just be their friend.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing like seeing someone who you would in the natural go, that person is a loser, that person is lost forever. That's exactly who God is wanting us to go and spend our time investing in. And you see them grasp God's mm-hmm. love through you and come out of that and do amazing things. It's just, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. I mean, I resemble that statement. You know what I mean? I remember people, I know they were thinking, man, there is no way that this guy is going to come to Christ. No way. Nice guy, great guy, like him, but there is no way he's going to be a Christ follower. You know what? There's no one in this world.
Okay.
That I love more than Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I thank the people who didn't dust off the sand off their sandals
mm-hmm.
and walk away from me, because they saw that I wasn't rejecting them for their belief, but they just continued to love me.
They continued to love you.
You know, and not beat me over the head with the scriptures, mm-hmm. but just continued to show me Christ
right.
and everything they did. And that drew me to Jesus.
Oh, of course. And they had that love of him inside of you, and of them, and that's what you're drawn to. And that's the healing of it all. Mm-hmm. Love is the greatest healer of all. That unconditional love.
That's right. And honey, I just really feel right now in the spirit that there are people that are listening right now that are feeling that rejection.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares about me.
It's not true.
I've done too much. There's no way that God would ever love me. You know what? Yes, He does. Period. Let's put that to rest. Okay, those thoughts need to go to hell where they belong. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the gates of heaven want to open up for you, and this rejection needs to stop today. So if you've always felt this rejection or feeling it right now, and you're going through situations, and honey, how does someone get through that? How does someone stop this rejection?
They put their trust in Christ and give their life to Him.
That's exactly right. You know what? And we say this at the end of all of our podcasts. It's the most important part, because that's what it's all about, the salvation.
That's the main thing. We keep the main thing the main thing. Right. He's the main thing.
So you know what? If you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you have and you walked away, or maybe, like I said before, you've been in church for many years and you say, you know what? I do this church thing. I do it every Sunday, and every once in a while I minister. But you just now realizing, gosh, I've never given my heart to Him. My trust. Today's the day. So please pray this prayer with us and begin your life today over again. Lord Jesus, thank You. Thank You so much for who You are. I know that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. And because of the cross, I ask You to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I don't want to feel rejection anymore. Thank You for opening Your arms and loving me from now on to eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
What an awesome day this has been.
It has been.
And I tell you, when we hear from you guys and you let us know, not only that you heard this, but that you gave your life to Christ, it just propels us to keep doing this.
That's right.
So, again, if you made that the greatest decision of your life with a sincere heart, then let us know by emailing us at info@livingitup.org, okay? We're not going to take up any more time.
Start living it up.
While beginning again.